At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Is Emily Ratajkowski dating two men at the same time?
Plus, Lil Finn says it wasn't his cheeks, baby, that were clapping online. We'll explain.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Yay!
Woo! Guys, and live from New York, it's Sherry Shepherd coming to us from NYC.
Hey, fam, I miss you guys so much.
Miss you, too.
Thank you, Brad. What are we dishing about today?
Hey, listen, man. Drake decided to buy himself an early Christmas gift, and it's a new diamond chain worth $20 million.
Woo. Hey.
And get this.
You got it.
Yeah, you know? And get this. The diamonds are all very special to Champagne Poppy in their very own unique way, because the word is, the chain showcases diamonds from engagement rings he thought about giving women in his life, but he didn't. So Yeah, so he decided to switch it up and make some personal jewelry out of them. And here's what we got.
Okay, how many women was he thinking about getting with?
Exactly.
These are like side engagement rings from side people. I mean, damn.
Yeah, this is a lot. I mean, he didn't have that much money when he was doing the wheelchair gig, right?
Nah.
Degrassi?
Yeah. So he got
I'm
this
call
money.
It the wheelchair gig
so this
now
is
on.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That was Cuban zirconia money, you know. That right. Wasn't quite.
You know what this makes me think of, Brad?
What?
No, it makes me think of, you know, like a little boy who just writes Mr. and Mrs. Champagne Poppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you marry me? Like, he's a romantic person.
Yeah.
If he thinks about giving every girl an engagement
ring. This is
he's
crazy.
Very romantic.
Was he just collecting diamonds just in case?
Because he had to give these girls, if he gave them diamond rings, they had to have more than one diamond. Because you couldn't have that damn many women that you was going to give diamonds to. And took it back. And that last girl was going to get the big old emerald cut diamond. So, honey.
Well, maybe some of those were in his head. And I think 20 of those were Rihanna.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think 20 times he wanted to try to really shoot his shot strong.
Nicki Minaj.
Okay. Yeah, because he even shot a shot at Nicki on song.
Yeah. I feel like this is just something for us to talk about that he done said. Because he ain't got ready to propose to no 42 women.
No. But it does add more fuel to the fire in the SNL sketch, like, you know, about the Drake things. You know, like all the girls. Like, hey, were you a waitress at Waffle House that he made eye contact with for more than 12 seconds? You know, like, get
were you at Foot Locker when he was buying his last pair of Jordans? Well, y'all, speaking of rings, The View co-host Sunny Hostin is not playing when it comes to her man ring rule, okay? So on Monday's episode, the panel started talking about whether people's partners should wear their wedding ring at work or while working out. And Sunny said this.
Manny's excuse early on was that as a surgeon, he had to scrub in every day, so he had to take them off. And then, I don't know, he'd walk around the hospital all day, no ring.
With those hot nurses.
With the nurses. So now he ties it to his scrubs.
Aww.
So they can see it hanging.
Mm. Ooh. Okay.
Fans that old Sunny Hostin up online calling her weird and controlling. Sherry, what are your thoughts on this?
You know what, Brad? You have been hearing lately so many marital affairs and scandals. I think Sunny's just like, and being a surgeon, surgeons are at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Of
top
who
of the
you
food
would
chain.
Date.
They make money.
Right, and
so,
lawyers.
Yeah, so she's like, I need these women to know, these nurses and other surgical people to know he married. But at the end of the day, that really don't make a difference because he's wearing a ring around his waist.
Right.
Right.
It's
it
a little
really
extra
doesn't.
To wear it on his clothes. It,
a little bit,
Come on,
right?
That's a little
Thanks.
Bit.
Yeah.
My man would be
Definitely.
Wearing a ring, honey. That's it. You would not be wearing ring.
It's too late once we got there again.
Yeah, because I think that actually would help him perform and act.
Yeah, if they got to get down to the to see the ring, then that's it's too late.
No,
it's too late.
That's what he would wear.
Yeah, who cares?
And somebody would just think
it.
That's for pleasure, not
yeah,
for
well,
a wedding
that's
ring.
What you gonna wear then, honey.
Okay, well, moving on. Gary, your favorite story from yesterday has an update. Hey, evidently, Lil Fizz says we don't have the whole story.
We just have the back end of it.
He's just commenting on the linking of the photos of his nether regions. Okay, Lil Fizz responded to the mayhem and said he is not selling images of his rear end for $26 a pop. It wasn't him. What do y'all think? Do we believe him, or is that really his balloon in a knot?
Does he in need of money? Because I don't know Lil Fizz's, like, financial situation. That's kind of cheap for to see your
Yeah.
What is the going rate for that?
Sherry, what does it cost? What would you pay, Sherry?
How's Sherry gonna know?
Is it like the stocks? Like it goes up and down?
Ask Gary.
$26 is real cheap, honey, baby. The queens, the girls ain't showing nothing for no $26, baby.
Like, okay. What else can you sell after you've sold that? After you've sold that, you really can't sell anything else.
First you sell your whole, then you sell your soul.
Yeah.
Well, so much for Pete the Meat, because just one day after reports that Emily Ratajkowski was getting very serious with Pete Davidson, photos again emerge of Emrata on a date with DJ Orazio Rispo. Now, y'all remember that Emily was previously linked to DJ Orazio back in October, because we talked about it. Remember they was tongue-kissing in the park, and he was eating her face?
How could I forget?
That one right there. So what do y'all think about this? You think Emily is just playing the field, or is it just that Pete the Meat, maybe the meat ain't sweet no more like used to be, or maybe she just, you know, she just got separated
she's
5 months
sowing
ago.
Sowing her royal oats, trying to see what she like. Mm-hmm. She's all over the place, but I guess you gotta, you know, test the car before you drive it off the lot.
That's right. Listen, if you would like to test drive my car, it's a manual transmission.
We got a Toyota over here.
Relatively low miles. But it'll get you there, Brad. It'll get you there.
Oh, getting there and being there is two different things. And nobody want to get there.
Emily was with Pete for a hot second. Like, what's going on with Pete? Do you think it's like he hasn't been with people long? It's like his record is on the dive.
Well, maybe that's a lie what people have been saying, that Pete's meat is so greet and sweet.
And just because he has meat doesn't mean he's like hopeless romantic, or like he may not be the guy that pulls the chair out or what women want. And just because he has
shivery.
Meat doesn't mean he's a gentle, like, you just never know.
And if it was all about having the meats, Arby's would be the number one fast food chain, because they have all of the meats.
Yes,
you know what I mean? So
they got all of the meats. I love Arby's.
Me too. They have what I wouldn't do for a French dip right now.
All right, y'all. Well, Jennifer Coolidge spilled the tea on a very awkward sexual encounter she had with a much younger man. In an interview, Jennifer detailed how the unnamed younger man was the best she's ever had, but it came at an awkward price. She said that after they finished doing the do, the next morning she told him, I need to get a blow dry. So he was so young, we called his mother to see where I could get a blow dry. She continued, it was so weird that it happened on the phone. It was very clear that we were in the bed together. This boy was legal, but it sounds like he was young.
Oh, my God.
I just picture Stifler.
Oh, yes.
You know, still being him.
Absolutely. Gosh. Sherry, what would you do if Jeffrey called you and he had an older woman that he had just slept with him? What would you do?
Oh, I'd be like, Jeffrey, I'm outside the door.
How old are we talking? Are we talking 20? Like a Felicia Rashad type, or like, you know, a little bit younger than her? Like, how old are we going?
Like, 8 years old is not that bad. 20 years, that's too much. Like, for my son. I don't no judgment on nobody else. But
But anyway, Sherry, would you mess with a man in his 20s? I'm sure you probably would, but would you?
I've had men in their 20s try to talk to me. I've never been out with a man in their 20s, because it's something about, if you don't know who Frankie Beverly Amaze is, we're just going to have a hard time going past that.
I don't know, Sherry. Maybe one night out with a young buck, Gen Z, might change your life. You never know.
Tanner, I'm not looking for the Energizer Bunny. I'm just, you know, nice and slow, steady as they go.
All right, that's ready. Yes, honey.
Nice and slow.
I don't need him to keep going till he keel over.
Oh, you don't want your back blown out then.
Ooh.
To the sweet sounds of a little Uzi Vert.
Slow, steady as they go. Oof.
Well, switching gears, y'all, the Dish team would like to send our prayers and condolences to the family and friends of Stephen Switch Boss, the famed DJ on the Ellen DeGeneres talk show, who passed away at the age of 40. He will definitely be missed. Stay tuned. We got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, as they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder, but that doesn't seem to be the case with TJ Holmes and Amy Robach. Guys, here we go. The good tea. The GMA3 anchors have been sidelined since their affair became public, and even though they've got more free time on their hands, they are not spending it with each other. A source said they wouldn't dare be caught together now, not while ABC is making a decision. They don't want to jeopardize their futures with the network any more than they already have.
My thing is, he's a damn fool if he don't go get his woman. I would go get my woman, hell. That's my good white woman. Ain't no way in hell you're going to keep me locked up in no house, not being able to be with her. I done left my wife for her, so I'm going to get her.
Yeah, but period. You still need to keep a job, and that was a good job, is a good job for the both of them, which I'm sure they want to keep, that they've had for some time now, that I'm sure they've gotten some benefits and XYZ, so they don't want to lose their job.
You think they didn't think about that, honey, when they was cheating?
I mean, they probably didn't, but they are now.
You gotta fully embrace the dark side, man. You're already sidelined because of it, man. I'll tell you what I would be doing during my time off. I'd be having sex with Shorty while we're watching Good Morning America.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Sherry, you and John wouldn't do something like that, honey?
Who is John?
Her producer.
Oh.
Y'all wouldn't have a good affair like that, honey? And get
some
good ratings?
Oh, my God. No, I can vouch for that. No, they would not. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
That's like me and you.
Okay, enough said.
Okay.
That would be great.
All right, you guys, it's time for...
Dirt Traffic with the Stars!
That is right. And first up, we've got the one and only Kim Kardashian. She frolicked on the beach in a white Skims bikini, and she dropped a gem in the caption. So listen up, she said. Life tip, do you?
Yeah.
So is this a thirst trap, you guys?
Oh, absolutely. It's a thirst trap.
Thank you.
It's a retail trap. She's selling Skims and skin at the same time. Nice play.
Well done.
I said it's not a thirst trap because, hell, we didn't see her whole inside of her body. So now when she do something, it don't even matter.
You know, now that I think about it, Lil Fizz came out and showed us more of him than Kim's ever showed us of her, like, which is kind of weird. It's absolutely a thirst trap. She looks great, but like HK said, it's a multi-layered trap.
Next up is Ashanti, who I love this. Ashanti is rocking a smoking black bikini while she was in Dubai at the Global Citizen event. Now, she was showing off what her mama gave her, and her momager, Mama Tina, is looking quite stunning in a floral one piece. So, I don't care what it is, I think Ashanti's thighs matches her booty. It looks so delicious. Is this a thirst trap for her and her mama?
I would definitely say for Ashanti, because Ashanti is the thickest milkshake sucked with a coffee straw.
Definitely.
Thick at all times, definitely. In all the right places. Mom is just looking cute, having fun. Mm-hmm. I don't think mom's just trapping, but Ashanti, you know what you're doing to the people out there.
If she wrapped them thighs around your neck, she would snap them. And when you said HK, it's like a milkshake, it's like, you know when you suck on a milkshake and the ice cream get caught in the straw?
Yeah.
It's like so thick, the milkshake. Yeah. I love it. I wish she could bottle this up in an 8 ounce. I'd buy it all from Sephora.
Oh, God.
Up next, we got a hot dish debate. Will it be over in 30 minutes or less? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now it's time for another
Dish Debate.
Now, one woman has gone viral after sharing her door cams footage of the interaction that she had with a Domino's delivery woman when receiving her delivery. Oh. Now, it seems the delivery woman requested a tip before handing over the pizza when she realized, one, she wasn't being offered one, and then the Domino's customer responded that she was paying for the convenience and took the pizza out of the delivery woman's hand. Now, as the door was being shut in the delivery woman's face, she responded by pointing to the car sitting in the driveway and said, next time, come and pick it up. Yikes. Now, the customer posted this exchange on her TikTok with the caption, the entitlement is killing me. Hashtag Domino's, come get your girl. Absolutely not. Now, I mean, do you think she was right for, like, you know, demanding a tip? Because, you know, you are delivering the pizza. It is your car. It is your gas.
But a tip is optional. You know, it doesn't say that you have to give them a tip. Of course, I would give them a tip, but you give me my pizza first.
Right.
And then I'll decide if I'm going to give you a tip. Because what if you just throw my pizza at me and I'm not happy with your delivery? Then I ain't giving you
a lot of these service industry people are paid so little, and they're in these places in their lives where they're trying to make it. They don't necessarily, and you get so many people that won't tip. Like, you hand them the pizza, and they just close the door. And I think a lot of these service industry people are like, let me just ask for it, because they're really working hard and taking and have a lot of responsibilities.
It really just bothers me, like, because I was at a restaurant yesterday. I still feel, and I've talked about this before on the radio, I don't think, why in the hell should I give you 20% when the Lord asks for 10? So I just don't feel that I should have to tip you that much money. I'm tipping you, honey, accordingly.
Oh, my goodness. Just
oh,
got out of hand.
One more thing, you understand? Think about with you celebrities, honey, the tip got to go up. So if you don't give them no good
tip, sure
they will talk about you, honey.
Not you celebrities. They talk about you, too, Gary. Don't do that.
Just because you stingy, Gary.
Okay.
All right, y'all. It's time for Dincy Dish Coming. Okie dokie. This viral video has everybody asking the question, if your bestie hasn't stalked you, are you even really friends? I'll explain. Okay, a woman is admitting to wearing a disguise to stalk her best friend while she went out on a first date. She said her friend had not been out on a date in over 10 years, so she wore the disguise and followed her bestie and the date to make sure that she was safe, and she even had her boyfriend come along for the mission. So what do you guys think? Is this what real friendship is, or is this a little creepy?
Yes. I absolutely agree, because if your best friend has not been out in 10 years or over, she don't know her ass from her head. You gotta go, because she don't even know the rules of the game. So you gotta go make sure she's okay. She don't disappear on you. Mm-hmm. I think this was good.
I like how the friend is out there dressed like the Unabomber. Like, yeah. She really like went deep cover and tried to put the disguise on. Yeah, this is a top 10 friend. Like,
this,
for real,
this
right.
is a little weird
yeah.
to me.
Me too.
It's kind of weird to me. Like, you stalking me. You got on a hoodie. You hiding behind corners. Bitch, just call me or text me. I'll let you know if I'm okay or not. I give you my location. You know what I'm saying? Don't be stalking me peeking behind corners trying to watch me. That's too much.
And in the wake of the damn tramp, honey, you might be trying to take my man. No, bitch. Ooh, stay home. Don't try to come find him. Try to come see what he look like. No.
All right, y'all. Rapper E-40 has stepped in the kitchen. Find out what he's whipping out that sweet, cold, and greasy.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Time for a little Dish is
Dish.
Rapper E-40 Fonzarelli is giving fans a dish that's greasy, sweet, and cold. The Goon with the Spoon owner has just released a chicken and waffles flavored ice cream. But check out the recipe, though. E-40 said he used a bit of flock chicken chips, mixed that up with some waffles, a little drizzle of some maple syrup, and some brown butter ice cream.
Ooh.
Okay, what's delish. Brown butter?
I don't know, but it sounds amazing.
It sounds good.
I never
like
heard
the cinnamon
of brown butter.
To make
oh, maybe
it brown,
cinnamon brown.
Don't hold me to that.
I had to look up flock chicken chips,
what
and it's
is
literally
that?
Chicken skin that somebody has, like, cooked and, like, boiled up or whatever, or fried into, like, a chip type
delicious.
Texture.
Delicious.
Like, crunchy and everything.
Oh.
What's the weirdest thing y'all ever did? Like, I dipped my peanut... You know, I used to dip my peanut butter in jelly and ice cream.
What?
I like my
Your
olive
peanut butter
my
jelly sandwich and ice cream?
Well, so that's my, like milk.
I dipped it in milk. I'm sorry. I dipped it in milk.
Oh, that's delicious.
My peanut butter jelly
the first
milk.
Thing you said, because that sounds amazing.
Yeah, that does kind of...
I like
I definitely
it.
Was like a fries in the milkshake person. I absolutely do that. I recommend
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you got to do that from Wendy's. That's normal.
What, fries and Frosty?
Yeah, you dip the fries in the Frosty. Everybody's done that.
I also like my French fries with mayonnaise and ketchup.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, where you go buy it? That's what I want to know. Is it at grocery stores? You got to go online to get Goon with the Spoon.
I don't know.
You probably got to run into E-40. Like
I really want to taste it, though.
I mean, you know, a lot of ideas were pitched out here, but if we can't agree on anything we can't agree on, we are greedy as hell over here, Dish Nation. We would try anything.
Yeah, we are.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.